Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of, 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
Have you ever noticed that the loudest people complaining about Canada are usually the ones that have never actually left it? They sit in their suburban cul-de-sac with their Costco haul, chirping into Facebook about how Canada is some failed socialist hellhole because someone made them wait at the passport office for 10 minutes. I mean, look, I get it, okay? Life is not always easy. The systems here are not perfect. The wait lists are real. But if your response to that frustration is to write the entire country off as broken, maybe the issue isn't the system. Maybe it's the story you're telling yourself about it. In which case, you have two options. Option one, leave. If you truly believe that Canada is some communist dystopian nightmare, no one is stopping you. Pack your bags, hop in the fuck Trudeau mobile, and drive straight south. Don't stop till you hit Texas, the promised land. The place you always bring up, where the government doesn't interfere and guns are available at gas stations, and the only thing more deregulated than the power grid is their meat inspection legislation. Sure, your burger might come with a side of hepatitis, but at least no one's checking your carbon footprint. You want to build a house without permits? Go for it. You want to homeschool your kids using a Bible and a box of crayons and Joe Rogan podcasts? Fucking live the dream, man. But here's the deal with option one. Once you're gone, you're gone. You don't get to come crawling back the moment you miss a system that, as flawed as it is, still believes that your health should not depend on your bank account. You do not get an undo when your kid's asthma meds cost more than your car. Or, option two, stay here and help us make this place better. Because maybe you don't hate Canada. Maybe you just hate feeling like things are out of your control. And that's fair. That's fair, we've all been there. But part of living in a democracy is accepting that some things aren't just always about you. Collective care is not always comfortable, right? The point of public systems is that they're public. They're not built for speed. They're built for everyone. Canada's not perfect. We're not trying to be. We're just trying to be decent. We're just trying to build a place where no one gets left behind because they were born in the wrong postal code. Where education is a right, not a privilege. Where people can disagree without needing a bulletproof vest. And yeah, if that kind of relentless decency offends your freedom-loving sensibilities, if the sight of a bilingual cereal box sends you into convulsions, then sure, maybe it's time to leave. But if you do go, I hope you find what you're looking for. I really do. If Canada feels like it's failed you, I get the instinct to look elsewhere. Just don't pretend you were pushed. You had a seat at the table, and you chose the drive-through instead. And if you stay, help us. Help us make this place better, instead of just tearing it down.